Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here live at CSUN 2012 in the exhibit hall with Jeff Baser, a U.S. sales manager for Dolphin, talking about the latest in screen reading and alternative format technology from Dolphin. Jeff, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Boy, I should send a check in the mail for that introduction, J.J.
All right, what are we looking for? Not a problem.
It's good to be here. Thank you guys for coming by.
So one of the things I'm noticing looking at the Braille brochures in front of me is the emphasis on including all visual impairments or all different types of visual impairments. So I guess that seems to be a common theme amongst your products. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into the current and latest and greatest.
Sure, absolutely. We kind of structure that around our Supernova product. It's the Supernova Access Suite. And the reason that we mention all visual impairments is because this is the only product on the market that gives us screen reading, magnification, and Braille support all under one umbrella, and any variants thereof, really. So you've got a fully functional screen magnifier, fully functional screen reader, and then the Braille support to go with it. Now, we've rebranded the Supernova Access Suite. You may remember HAL and Lunar in the past.
It's
now Supernova. We start with the Access Suite, like I mentioned, which is everything that I just said.
Okay.
We also have a magnifier. We also have the screen reader portion. So depending on the visual impairment that you have, we think that we can find you a program that should fit.
The idea being, if you're not going to use magnification, don't pay for it, sir?
Absolutely. And if you are, you know, or if you have a vision acuity now that you think may change, you could start out with the Access Suite where you had both, you know, the magnifier and screen reader.
Uh-huh.
And so then, you know, if the acuity changed, or if there were, you know, you needed different color schemes or more screen reading features, you would have that all available to you for the price of, you know, other just screen reading products on the market.
Okay. So the latest version, 12.07, what are some of the more recent features that have been added?
Well, in version 12, we added a couple of things. We have support now for multiple monitors. So this is something we're seeing a lot more in, you know, the corporate sector and, you know, government sector markets mm-hmm. as well. Folks who are using more than one monitor to do their job, or maybe even at home. They're looking at spreadsheets or having more than one application
right.
that they're using at a time.
So they can see bigger chunks of information at once.
Absolutely. Offers yeah. more real estate. And we have a few different modes. We have a span mode, which allows you to just, as you said, be able to span the applications you're looking at across more than one monitor. But also, if you're, you know, if you want, you know, one program on one screen, one on another, but from the same computer, we can do that. If you have low vision, for example, and you're doing a presentation, maybe on the monitor that you're showing your presentation on, mm-hmm. you don't need any of the magnification features or color schemes that you have set up for yourself, but you still want them to see the same information that you're looking at. So you can actually set it up so your monitor includes, you know, all the things you need for your magnification, but then the other one does not.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things going on there. We also have something called True Font Technology.
Okay.
Which, one of the issues, as we know, with most of the screen magnifiers is how smooth does it look? How nice does the font look when we start getting into 5, 6, 7X?
Sure.
We start really making that pretty big. And we're pretty proud of what we have in Supernova. We have what we call True Font Technology that keeps it very, very smooth, even at those upper levels of magnification. This also works in Internet Explorer 9 as well. So, you know, some of our competitors aren't there yet to make those fonts, the nice-looking fonts, work in IE9, and we've been able to do that as well. So, pretty happy about that. And those are two of the new features that we have in Supernova 12. We're revamping our internet support as well, so it's getting better all the time on the web. And, of course, we have, you know, all of the familiar hotkeys to navigate by headings, by tables.
For which browsers? Do you have IE9 or the latest Firefox or Chrome? Or
We have IE9 working with that. We do have support for Office 2010, Instant Messenger and Yahoo Messenger and Skype, the latest versions of those.
Okay.
And iTunes as well.
For both speech and magnification?
Right. Absolutely.
And Braille.
Yeah, and Braille. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's working great. There's lots of excitement going on with Supernova.
Sure.
And one of the nice things, and you'll maybe cover this, I might be jumping the gun, JJ, I'm sorry, but you can get a 30-day demo of any of our Dolphin products as well, which is nice. It's fully functional. It lasts 30 days without interruption, and you really get a chance to take it for a test drive and see how it works.
Okay. One of the things that we're going to probably be talking to all the screen reader manufacturers about this week is Microsoft and Windows 8. Have you looked at it much yet, or how is that going to affect the landscape in the marketplace?
Well, we've been testing it in-house since September from last fall, is my understanding. So they've gotten a close look at it, and I was talking actually to one of our developers earlier this morning, and they said that things look good. They're on task to, have it Supernova working right where it needs to be. So things are going well. And we know, you know, there's some changes under the hood with Microsoft and Narrator and things like that too.
Right.
But I think, one of the things to focus on naturally is, when you use a screen reader, a magnifier, you get pretty tied to it. And you really like it. And so what the users need to know is that going forward, when they need to upgrade, that their program is going to work just like it has in the past. And we're committed to making that happen in Windows 8 as well.
Okay. So if things have changed a little bit, what's the current pricing structure here in the U.S.?
Okay, well, the Access Suite, so for the entire umbrella, screen reading, magnification, Braille support, that's $11.95.
Okay.
The nice thing to let all of your listeners know, JJ, is that that works on all Windows platforms. So you don't have to worry if you've got Windows 7 Ultimate or XP Home still.
Okay.
Supernova works on all of the platforms. You don't need a professional versus standard.
Okay.
The screen reading portion only is $7.95.
That's is that with the Braille display?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Screen reading and Braille support, $7.95.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the magnifier reader, you know, where you've got the speech and then just the magnifier.
Right.
Those are $5.95 and $3.95 respectively.
Okay. So if you buy one and then you want to add the other, I'm assuming other upgrade pass as well. Available.
We can certainly talk about that and work a price out. Absolutely. Yep. And it's very easy to do. All we have to do is just add it to your existing serial number, and that's easy to do.
Okay. Let's talk quickly about some of the alternative format technology that's available. I see you've added some new formats, unprotected EPUB and some other things as well.
We do. We have our program called Easy Reader, which is, we call it our accessible ebook player. First and foremost, it's our software Daisy Player.
Right.
So you can install this on any version of Windows. It's only $55 for end-user price point. And we have multi-user prices for schools, for corporate, private sector, that kind of thing.
And it doesn't matter which screen reader you're using?
Not at all. It works with screen readers just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It does have its own built-in voice that you can use as well.
Okay.
We use the Nuance, the RealSpeak voices.
Okay.
So it has RealSpeak Tom that it ships with it.
Okay.
And actually, when I say self-voicing, to go around, move around the menus in Easy Reader, they speak. But it's fully accessible with any screen reader that you want to use it with as well.
Okay.
And we play Daisy there, and it doesn't have to be just Dolphin-produced Daisy. Any Daisy that you find from Bookshare, from Learning Alley, any of those work with Easy Reader. And unprotected EPUB you mentioned, we do have that capability there as well. That's supported, so any EPUB you find that's unprotected on the web, you can play. So from Project Gutenberg, for example, and there's many others now. Google Books has them, and we play all of those in Easy Reader. The other program that we have, our flagship product under the alt format line, is called Easy Converter. And that's a product mainly used by colleges and universities, but we're seeing some traction from various government agencies and private sector as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows us to take many different types of source files, such as PDFs, Word documents, Kurzweil files,
right.
HTML. We can then convert to five of the most popular alternative formats: DAISY, MP3 audio, large print, Braille, plain text.
Okay.
So we do offer that, and for anybody who wants to get a closer look at that, we do offer webinars too that I would do myself. That you know, we could hook up online with anybody who wants to take a look at this. If you feel this is something that could benefit you at your school,
right.
college, university, or any place else, we have a number of training centers that use this. Anybody with marketing that maybe needs to be converted into another format
or several formats at once.
And, absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Sure. What's the cost for that?
That program is
$1,400. Okay.
And then we have, of course, multi-user pricing, significantly lesser priced as well.
Sure. Okay. So if people want to get more information about your products, how can they do that?
All right. Our website is www.yourdolphin.com. And all of the information, you know, we break out all of our products there. And again, that's where you can get a 30-day demo
right.
of all of our products as well. Just quickly, JJ, if I could mention our guide product.
Right.
Quickly. We do have Dolphin Guide as well.
Okay.
This is a comprehensive suite of applications that we've developed for folks who are not as familiar with the Windows environment. Computer novice, we might say.
Right.
They're a little intimidated maybe by Windows, or if you're a senior and you've never wanted to learn or cared to learn how Windows works technically or the keystrokes you need to move around. Guide is actually, it's a numbers-driven, menu-driven program. So to write a letter, for example, or a document, to look at your email, you select the number of the choice from the menu that you want, and you're guided through the entire process on how to do this. It's much, much simpler than learning how to do it with the various Windows programs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that available, and that is $7.95 for that program as well.
And there's a demo available for that as well?
Demo available for that as well. It's huge in the VA, huge with seniors, and huge with folks who are maybe just getting into computers and Windows and, you know, really haven't had the time yet to learn how to use a screen reader or magnifier.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure to catch up on the latest with Dolphin.
Thank you so much, JJ. Glad to be a part of Blind Bargains.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.